Exodus chapter 36. Bezalel and Aholiab and every skillful one to whom the Lord has given skill and understanding to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. Moses then called Bezalel and Aholiab and every skillful one to whom the Lord had given skill, everyone whose heart was stirred to come to do the work. And they received from Moses all the freewill offerings that the Israelites had brought for doing the work on the sanctuary. They still kept bringing him freewill offerings every morning, so that all the artisans who were doing every sort of task on the sanctuary came, each from the task being performed, and said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for doing the work that the Lord has commanded us to do." So Moses gave command, and word was proclaimed throughout the camp, "No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing, for what they had already brought was more than enough to do all the work. All those with skill among the workers made the tabernacle with 10 curtains. They were made of fine twisted linen and blue, purple, and crimson yarns, with cherubim skillfully worked into them. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains were of the same size. He joined 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he joined to one another. He made loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain of the first set. Likewise, he made them on the edge of the outermost curtain of the second set. He made 50 loops on the one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was in the second set. The loops were opposite one another. And he made 50 clasps of gold, and joined the curtains one to the other with clasps. So the tabernacle was one whole. He also made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains were of the same size. He joined 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops on the edge of the outermost curtain of the one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the other connecting curtain. He made 50 clasps of bronze to join the tents together so that it might be one whole. And he made for the tent a covering of tanned ram skins and an outer covering of fine leather. Then he made the upright frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood. 10 cubits was the length of a frame, and 1.5 cubits the width of each frame. Each frame had 2 pegs for fitting together. He did this for all the frames of the tabernacle. The frames for the tabernacle he made in this way: 20 frames for the south side, and he made 40 bases of silver under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the first frame for its 2 pegs, and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 pegs. For the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 frames, and there 40 bases of silver, 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. For the rear of the tabernacle westward he made 6 frames. He made 2 frames for corners of the tabernacle in the rear. They were separate beneath, but joined at the top, at the first ring. He made 2 of them in this way for the 2 corners. There were 8 frames with their bases of silver, 16 bases, under every frame 2 bases. He made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the tabernacle at the rear westward. He made the middle bar to pass through from end to end halfway up the frames. And he overlaid the frames with gold, and made rings of gold for them to hold the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. He made the curtain of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen, with cherubim skillfully worked into it. For it he made 4 pillars of acacia, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 bases of silver. He also made a screen for the entrance to the tent, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen embroidered with needlework, and its 5 pillars with their hooks. He overlaid their capitals and their bases with gold, but their 5 bases were of bronze. Exodus chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. It was 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and made a molding of gold around it. He cast for it 4 rings of gold for its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. He made poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold, and put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. He made a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half was its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. He made 2 cherubim of hammered gold. At the 2 ends of the mercy seat he made them, 1 cherub at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat he made the cherubim at its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. They faced one another. The faces of the cherubim were turned toward the mercy seat. He also made the table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold, and made a molding of gold around it. He made around it a rim a handbreadth wide, and made a molding of gold around the rim. He cast for it 4 rings of gold, and fastened the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. The rings that held the poles used for carrying the table were close to the rim. He made the poles of acacia wood to carry the table, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the vessels of pure gold that were to be on the table, its plates and dishes for incense, and its bowls and flagons with which to pour drink offerings. He also made the lampstand of pure gold. The base and the shaft of the lampstand were made of hammered work. Its cups, its scalixes, and its petals were of 1 piece with it. There were 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. 3 cups, shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals, on 1 branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals, on the other branch. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself there were 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with its calyxes and petals. There was a calyx of 1 piece with it under the 1st pair of branches, a calyx of 1 piece with it under the next pair of branches, and a calyx of 1 piece with it under the last pair of branches. Their calyxes and their branches were of 1 piece with it, the whole of it 1 hammered piece of pure gold. He made its 7 lamps, and its snuffers, and its trays of pure gold. He made it, and all its utensils, of 1 talent of pure gold. He made the altar of incense of acacia wood, 1 cubit long, and 1 cubit wide. It was square, and was 2 cubits high. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top, and its sides all around, and its horns. And he made for it a molding of gold all around, and made 2 golden rings for it under its molding, on 2 opposite sides of it, to hold the poles with which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil also, and the pure fragrant incense, blended as by the perfumer. Exodus chapter 38. He made the altar of burnt offering also of acacia wood. It was 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. It was square and 3 cubits high. He made horns for it on its 4 corners. Its horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. He made all the utensils of the altar, the pots, the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the firepans. All its utensils he made of bronze. He made for the altar a grating, a network of bronze under its ledge, extending halfway down. He cast 4 rings on the 4 corners of the bronze grating to hold the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles through the rings on the sides of the altar, to carry it with them. He made it hollow with boards. He made the basin of bronze with its stand of bronze, from the mirrors of the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He made the court. For the south side the hangings of the court were of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits long. Its 20 pillars and their 20 bases were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. For the north side there were hangings 100 cubits long. Its 20 pillars and their 20 bases were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. For the west side there were hangings 50 cubits long, with 10 pillars and 10 bases. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. And for the front to the east, 50 cubits. The hangings for one side of the gate were 15 cubits, with three pillars and three bases. And so for the other side, on each side of the gate of the court were hangings of 15 cubits, with three pillars and three bases. All the hangings around the court were of fine twisted linen. The bases for the pillars were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. The overlaying of their capitals was also of silver, and all the pillars of the court were banded with silver. The screen for the entrance to the court was embroidered with needlework in blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen. It was 20 cubits long, and along the width of it, 5 cubits high, corresponding to the hangings of the court. There were four pillars. Their four bases were of bronze, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their bands of silver. All the pegs for the tabernacle and for the court all around were of bronze. These are the records of the tabernacle of the covenant, which were drawn up at the commandment of Moses, the work of the Levites being under the direction of Ithamar, son of the priest Aaron. Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, engraver, designer, and embroiderer in blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work, in all the construction of the sanctuary, the gold from the offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels, measured by the sanctuary shekel. The silver from those of the congregation who were counted was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, measured by the sanctuary shekel. A beka, a head, that is half a shekel, measured by the sanctuary shekel, for everyone who was counted in the census, from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. The 100 talents of silver were for casting the bases of the sanctuary and the bases of the curtain, 100 bases for the 100 talents, a talent for a base. Of the 1,775 shekels he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid their capitals, and made bands for them. The bronze that was contributed was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. With it he made the bases for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, and the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils of the altar, the bases all around the court, and the bases of the gate of the court, all the pegs of the tabernacle, and all the pegs around the court.